You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
With all of the global developments unfolding and some of the South African specific macro events that are still to come, I thought it might be worthwhile taking a look at the South African economic situation and whether or not South Africa is poised for a re-rating. Now, this is not a rating from the ratings agencies, but perhaps we are starting to look like an attractive investment destination once again. To take a look at this, I'm joined on the line by the chief economist at Investec, Annabel Bishop. Annabel, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's start with a bit of an overview of just some of the macro factors that are in the market at the moment and how these sorts of factors taken into account by asset allocators when they look for investment destinations.
Hi, thank you so much. Yes, so I think it's a very broad, sweep. And obviously, it depends, what exact area they're looking in. But I do think that, if you look through the lens of perhaps the last 10 to 20 years, South Africa has been seen to reduce in terms of investor destination. This is not just, as you know, because of the loss of our investment grade rating. And of course, that is important from a technical perspective, because some funds, as you said, they're not able to invest unless it's investment grade. So we can't get away from that. But of course, what's also key as well, what are the dynamics, what's been happening most recently, and some exciting news. We've obviously seen inflation coalesce around the 3% mark, the new target. We've seen some interesting commentary coming through from the Reserve Bank and National Treasury around that. But the bottom line really is lower inflation going forwards, which should mean structurally lower interest rates, much lower interest rates than we have. And of course, that's helpful from the bond perspective, from a foreign investor point of view, and also, of course, as well for people in South Africa living here from a long-term interest rate perspective. So, these are good things that are happening. Of course, we did see the jump in investor sentiment, appetite towards South Africa after the successful formation of the Government of National Unity and the peaceful elections. And, all of this has really led to lower bond yields for South Africa, closer to 9% versus, 12.5% last year at one point. And, of course, also as well, we've seen some improvement in bond yields in the US, which does help as well. So we can't get away from the fact that global financial markets are also key here, and that really is where there's a risk on, risk-taking environment or a risk-off environment. And of course, we've seen how periods of risk-off have really punished South Africa's assets, particularly the rand, and other portfolio inflows that South Africa typically would receive tend to reverse.
Annabel, speaking of South African assets, when we look at things like South African equity markets and you look at the South African rand, one could very easily make the case that South Africa is the best performing emerging market of 2025. And if you combine that with conversations out of the likes of the IMF and Moody's revising growth forecasts for the globe and for South Africa, the question then becomes, is South Africa then poised for even greater investment? I understand that, of course, there are still some factors that we need to get right that only South Africa can deal with. But does the investment case for South Africa start to look a little bit more attractive?
Without doubt, we've really benefited from a very, very substantial weakness in the US dollar this year. And of course, that came about on concerns around economic growth in the US. Worries that the high tariffs would obviously quell growth. And of course, we have seen that translate through into significant rand strength. In fact, the rand has actually strengthened by less than the US dollar has weakened. So that's not due to South Africa on its own, but rather that, we've benefited from these international market forces. And of course, if we do obviously have a look at where we're sitting in South Africa, we've obviously also benefited as well from the global equity surge. Overall, what's really happened is that the US tariffs have come through much later in the year. Remember, they were originally expected to come through early in April, and of course, that was delayed for 90 days. Then again, further delays as well. What this has really meant is that there's been very little of the year which has seen harsh tariffs from the US. And now we're talking about universal tariffs. And of course, that has obviously boosted, as you said, expectations around economic growth. But let's be cautious here. It hasn't been large jumps. If we were looking at 0.9% for GDP growth for South Africa this year, we're now looking for 1%. to 1.1%. So still very weak, modest growth, well below the 3% needed to structurally lift the economy and obviously, you know, really make a dent in unemployment. But returning to those growth figures, if you look at, you know, the 0.9 versus 1.1, that's really come about because the US tariffs were expected to take that much off our growth this year. In fact, if we actually have a look at the recent trade statistics coming in for South Africa, we can see that there hasn't been a major impact in terms of our exports, either in August or, you know, also since April as well, when we've seen the tariffs come through on the motor vehicle sector in South Africa. And these are individual sector tariffs. You know, we've actually seen vehicle sales year to date up over last year. So that really talks to resilience in South Africa's economy. And really on the back of that, you know, we obviously have seen South Africa managing to use alternative export markets. So, you know, this has really given a bit more comfort, I think. And as you said, internationally as well, the IMF and others have really pointed to also slightly stronger growth than previously expected, both because of the tariff delays and because of the resilience of many sectors. We've also, of course, seen stockpiling, increased inventory to try and smooth in the tariff effects. Really, we think that next year is going to be much more evident in terms of how the tariffs affect the world and South Africa. Lastly, you know, we've also seen commodity prices ease. And here we're not talking about the ones that typically are safe haven investments, such as gold. That's obviously gained in value very substantially up over 50% on the year, you know, coming as a consequence of this rise in, you know, worries around global growth, but also, of course, as well, the US interest rate cuts. But if you have a look at the broad base of commodities that South Africa exports, whether it's food, of course, iron ore, magnesium, chromium, you know, all of those factors, those actually have seen a moderation and they are a bit down. Our trade surplus for August was actually only 4 billion versus the previous month, 20 billion. So what we're really seeing is more of a sentiment impact, people worried about the effect of US tariffs, which has obviously quelled these commodity prices we're talking about and quelled a bit of demand. But the actual outcomes have proved to be more robust than was expected. And that's really, I think, the point that you and I are looking at, that there has been a little bit of an improvement compared to the worries originally about global US and South Africa growth. But as we know, not yet enough data to truly give us, you know, evidence of how bad the tariff impact may actually turn out to be or not.
Annabel, what about the outlook going forward? There are still a couple of factors that are lingering, the likes of South Africa potentially coming off of the grey list as soon as next week. We've been on there for about 2 years, but there are other factors such as us negotiating that trade deal with the United States. Our own Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has said that they're very near to concluding on that negotiation. Some of those factors that South Africa has the ability to influence through policy, through restarting the economy. As you mentioned, we need significant economic growth. How are they being read by investors at the moment? Because what it might appear is some investors are still potentially skittish on South Africa because there's still a level of uncertainty.
Yes, and I think, you know, that's very true of any emerging market economy. But some good news is that, you know, we've seen, we've heard quite a lot of commentary from people involved in sorting out these issues with South Africa, that we could come off the grey listing. You know, we've been on it for over 2 years. And in particular, it's actually would put us in a stronger position than where we were before we actually went onto it. So, you know, that is certainly something that is a positive outcome. I think as well, you know, if we actually have a look at other areas, we obviously said already we're expecting lower interest rates this year and next year. We only have one more meeting this year, but obviously going to next year. The potential trade deal, again, something that we can heavily influence. I think, you know, it's also as well, against, you know, the lens of the geo-economic environment, an important point, you know, that we've obviously seen some subsidence in the tensions in the Middle East. You know, you might say very substantial subsidence, but many political analysts are saying, you know, it's the easy part's been done, the harder part now is going forwards and ensuring the peace. But certainly as well, if you look at other areas of the world, you know, if we start to see de-escalation in geopolitic tensions, that would also talk to, as well, some improvement, I think, globally in risk investor risk appetite. And for South Africa also in terms of negotiating its trade deals. I think that, you know, one thing we do need to always bear in mind is that these tariffs and, you know, trade policy of the US is very, very fluid. There's even a court case currently underway looking at the validity of US tariffs and whether they should remain in effect or actually be removed. And that's a court case in the US itself. So again, you know, there is that high level of uncertainty you're talking about. It does result in unpredictability. But as we move through the year, and obviously, you know, we've moved quite substantially through this year now into mid-October, it becomes evident that the effects that were feared have been less. And as we move into next year as well, let's not forget that severe tariff impact on the US would also reduce its economic growth and consumption. And there's a lot of worries around that. And that in turn could also see the US pull back on tariffs. So South Africa is an easy target to put tariffs on because we're not one of the key trade partners of the US. We account for less than 1% of its imports. But if we are generally seeing an improvement in trade relations around the world with the US and other countries, that would help us. But I think from an individual basis as well, what we've seen with the US administration currently in operation is that they do appreciate a lot of interaction and dialogue. And from that perspective, we think that South Africa could well make traction.
The optimism is there. Markets are starting to recognize that there is still an investment case for emerging market economies such as South Africa, but it is not all rosy as we might imagine. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and a lot of that work needs to be done before we can restore investor confidence. We'll leave this conversation on that note for now. Thank you so much to Annabelle for those insights and for the time. Always lovely having you on the show. Chief Economist at Investec, Annabelle Bishop, joining us to take a look at the investment case for South Africa and whether or not it might be time for a re-rating.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.